Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Drive a Ferrari. Once a week, folks, once a week, we come together as a group, as a congregation, to complain about stuff. Phone lines are open. 800-636-1067. You can drop a bleep you in the chat on the stream. You could drop a bleep you to me on social media like my man Dwayne did. He said, bleep Rick Carlisle. One egregious missed call in last night's game. Knicks can find equal number of missed calls last night. The first game did favor New York, but they were the more aggressive team with hustle plays, nothing dirty. Brunson got fouled every time he touched the ball.
I don't know about that one.
Yeah.
I think it was more than one egregious call called against him. But he's right about the Knicks are being very aggressive. Jalen Brunson knows how to draw fouls. They're going to have to play a little bit more aggressive. You know, I think a few years ago, I forgot who the team was who kept selling for jump shots. And nobody, they wouldn't get any fouls. But the other team was going to the hole and they kept getting fouled. And they were complaining about not getting calls. When you're passive, you don't get what you want. When you're aggressive, you normally get what the hell you want.
Let's go to the phones. We're going west. Go west, young man.
Go west, brother.
Derek is in San Diego. Derek, who you mad at?
Oh, you going way west.
Derek. Hey, good morning, JP and C, Mitch.
Good morning, buddy.
So my bleep you is to the DA disability claims process. Organization. This is a bleep you to them for taking 5.5 months to process my disability claim, denying me, and not giving me the reason why they denied me.
I'm sorry, man. That stinks, but I kind of can't hear you, though. So see if we can get a better connection with Derek because I feel bad and I want to let him complain. That's BS. Get your money, man. Get your money.
People that go fight for your country, didn't you want to screw them?
Hell yeah.
Kind of sound like the NFL.
Christopher is in Glendale. What up, Chris? Who you mad at?
Great afternoon, Mr. Mitchell. Great afternoon,
what up,
Mr.
Chris?
Finley.
Hey, buddy.
I had to pull off the side of the road on the ICC so I don't have an aneurysm. Big bleep you to Jeff. How can you possibly call yourself a DJ and don't know? I'm going to start with the low-hanging fruit, the Allman Brothers. Not the Allman Brothers.
My bad.
I do not know the Allman Brothers. Wait. I've heard other DJs mix in Allman Brothers with hip-hop. So you don't even know them? You never heard of Greg Allman being married to Cher? Okay, move on.
Bro, I wasn't even born during that time. Like, that's super oldie but goodies to me. Like, bro, it's fine. I learned now. I like the music. I'm gonna figure out what it is, but bro.
No. Oh, you don't get that easy. Listen, old school is not Britney Spears. There's music before that. How you don't know Phil Collins is doing Susu Studio?
Dude, I do know Phil Collins, just only a part of his discography. You got to think all of that other stuff was way before me. Now, and it's different cultures. I wasn't raised listening to Phil Collins.
Right.
Yeah.
I wasn't either. I'm a Parliament Funkadelic guy. But guess what? I know Genesis. And guess who used to be
How old are you? How old are you?
I'm 62.
Exactly. You're 32 years older than I am.
So what's your... Right. Oh, guess what? I know about Drake. I know about Kendrick Lamar.
That's because they're the most popular things right now in the music industry.
It's called reading a book and putting your phone down.
Dude, you are not reading no book about Kendrick Lamar and Drake right now. Come on, get him off.
I know. It's called knowledge. You're right.
It's called TikTok,
you want
brother.
Older, you read a
social
book.
Social media,
you
Chris.
New, you
appreciate you,
bro. Talking about reading a book about Phil Collins. Come on now. I can see if he said, look, it's called going back into your Apple Music or something. But you told me read a book on Phil Collins.
But
come
you
on.
Did say that was before my time, as if it, you don't. You shouldn't know nothing before your time.
Yeah, nah, and I was wrong.
You did
in that
say
instance.
That.
I was wrong in that instance.
But most people your age and a little younger, that's what they say. Oh, I didn't. That was before my time. That's what's called history.
I mean, of course, I know the main ones. I know a little bit more of that's on the CD as well. But
I was about to say this: most of the stuff y'all groove to today has something from the old school in it.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
Go back. Satellite radio. You can go back where they go to the history of where these songs come from, where they use these.
Oh, beats. Yeah, the samples, yeah.
And then they go to every song that used it. I'm sitting there one day, me and Kenny riding around. I forgot the group it was. It had about 5 to 6 songs that are out right now, all sampling the same thing. But the people were sitting there telling us, oh, man, y'all don't know nothing about this old school. Dude, it was before my time.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I know a little bit. Like, I know some things about the Eagles, the Turtles, and, you know, I know some stuff. I didn't know about Genesis.
Let's keep it going.
Rusty, now that would have been a good one for, like, to roast him.
Rusty Townsend just tweeted me. He said, bleep Keyshawn Johnson for having a great opportunity to interview Jaden and completely fumbling the bag. I don't think he fumbled it, but I think he was.
He was trying to promote himself more than he was Jaden.
Yeah, I kind of thought that too. Let's go to Skip in Vienna. What up, Skippy? Who you mad at?
Well, I want to give a big unbleep to J.P. Finley.
Hey!
Yep, and I'm giving it to you because you made it 1 week without running around naked and getting caught in people's dreams.
It's not my fault.
The day you drop enough damn tidbits that one people he got.
Did Bish say something again today?
No. I got enough tweets saying, damn, that's why people be thinking about JP like that.
I mean, I guess thanks for the call, Skip.
He unbleep you?
Commander,
or did he bleep you?
Are we ready for Commander Tequila? Here we go. Hello, Commander.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, brother?
I got 3 bleeps. 3 of them.
All right.
Bleep to the Eagles. Bleep to the Cowboys. Bleep to JP for going to the rookie practice that guys fans can't go to.
Bro, that's my job, man. What am I supposed to do? You guys, thank you, Commander. Always good to hear from you. Thank you for listening. You guys say I don't get grief from all corners of the world. This dude's giving me a hard time because I have to go to practice. It's what I do for a living. It's how I feed my children.
That was awesome.
That was
great. I will bleep you.
Ooh, the great Landini has entered the chat.
That's for you, B-Mitch. Bleep you to B-Mitch for turning the camera on me.
Oh, I'm going to turn on you more often. Every time you dance, man.
I'm going to get you.
I don't care.
I'm going to get you back.
Hey. I accept that bleep you because they're going to be more than that. Believe me. If I'm going to be on the damn camera, you're going to be on the camera.
There you have it.
I'm going to go get my own camera, have one that you're going to think is showing on me, but it's going to be showing to you.
Jay is in D.C. What up, Jay?
Hey, what's up?
What's up, brother?
Thanks for taking the call. And, hey, so starting off, man, my perennial bleep you to my male Karen-ass neighbor. He always get one. But my bleep you I was calling in for is, you know, them dudes, when you see them dudes walking their little toy poodles, little 2 ounce dogs, nigga, 300 pounds, 250 pounds, man. I want to bleep their wives for making them walk that dog. I feel sorry for them dudes. It's like that's kind of like watching JP and his boys sitting on the bench drinking mimosas, man.
That's a stallion for the record. That's a stallion.
That's unacceptable, man. So I feel sorry for them dudes, man. I really do. So bleep their wives or girlfriends for making them walk their dog.
Hell yeah,
thank you,
yeah.
Buddy. That's a good
show
call.
You got a backbone, dog.
B does have a little dog.
I don't walk him.
That little dog doesn't need much walking.
That's what I'm saying. The little damn toy poodles don't need no walking either. I feed him.
I think Matt Stafford.
And B don't have a little dog. B daughters have a little dog.
Yeah, but you deal with them mostly.
Hey, I'm not going to let him just be in the house making all that damn noise.
All right. Matt Stafford, Rams quarterback on the line. Hello, Matt. How's everything?
What's up, Matt?
Hey, doing well. How are you?
Good, brother.
Hey, for everybody that quit deciding to use their turning signal all at the same time, you have no courtesy for anybody else. Bleep you.
Hell yeah. That's a perfect one. Put your blinker on, man. Thank you, Matt. Appreciate you calling and listening, buddy.
That's all ain't my.
Appreciate you guys.
How about this, dude?
It's all ain't my damn daughter.
The Metro just gave out a bleep you.
The Metro bleeping people?
WMATA, baby.
Who are they bleeping?
Metro, you know the old ass cars, the one we've all ridden in 100 times?
Yeah.
They're yanking them. They're done. The 2000 series.
Oh, I thought the Metro had really rolled and said they were bleeping something.
You imagine if Metro just sent me a tweet and they.
Yeah, JP, we bleeping customers that come on here and leave trash.
There's a lot of weird bleeping going on in the chat. I don't really know, Jeff, if there's one we need to highlight there, I'll let you handle that. Somebody's mad at the federal government. I don't know. What?
Yes, somebody said that sampling is stealing. And and my boy Jew, crazy fisherman, he was like, sampling is not stealing, in which I agree. It's only stealing if you don't give the credit.
But it's called sampling.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, most people don't give the credit.
Talking about, too, so.
Ronnie is in Warrington. What's up, Ronnie?
Hey, guys, what's going on? I've talked to you before. I told you I'm not a Commanders fan. I'm a JP and Brian fan.
Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, and I wanted to say bleep you to Austin Rivers. That joker played daddy ball for 5 years underneath his dad and only lasted 2 after they traded him.
I like that.
Gotcha.
He's also just full of bleep.
And also, I hope it got to him some kind of way. I'll challenge him right now in basketball, and then he got to challenge me in some football level. We'll see what happens.
And another thing, hey, Brian, I met you last year at the Paul Henry's window celebration.
Okay.
And I got to tell you, man, you're an awesome guy. I tell everybody how humble and how nice you are.
Appreciate it, man.
Dude, that's really funny because seeing Ronnie in Warrington reminded me, Paul actually texted me last night a video for us to watch, not while we're on the air.
Okay.
But Paul texted me a video, like a really funny Robin Williams video.
All right, I'll check
funny.
That out.
I got to respond to that. Our guy Crank is on the line. Crank. Who you got at, buddy?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Hey, look, there will be no Jeff slander on my watch, man. My bleep goes to man that tried to bleep my man Jeff. He's talking about the Allman Brothers. Man, listen to me. I DJ a soft rock, yacht rock type party every second Friday in Waldorf, Maryland, and not one time has anybody came to me and say, hey, man, can you play that Allman Brothers? So we will not have Jeff slander. Oh, my watch, man. Not one. And look,
Crank. Now, if you're DJing a soft rock party, you've probably played a little bit of Phil Collins, right?
I play Phil Collins.
But
about Jeff's inability to recognize Phil Collins?
Hey, listen, I didn't hear that part. I just heard all
that. Don't be trying to back out now, Crank.
Hey, look. He referenced Kendrick Lamar. Great, man. That's like me asking him. Does he know Honcho or Rod Wave or something like that? It's two completely different ball games.
I'll be honest with you, that dude right there, that Chris probably know all them people you naming.
I hear you, but
that dude did go real hard at Jeff, though. It was kind of great.
He did,
He went in my man Jeff like that. Man, I got your back, Jeff, man. Much love to y'all, baby.
Thanks,
hey,
Craig.
Chris, call back. Go ahead. You can go ahead, crank.
Hey, and let's clear the record. I appreciate Chris coming at me that hard. Pause. Because it's the passion for the music. I love it. I love it. You know? That's it.
Oh, my Lord.
Leave me alone, fellas.
Mr. Handel on Twitter says, bleep the people who come to a complete stop when they're passing a speed camera. It is.
Yeah, how dumb is that, man? It doesn't say you can't be going anything over the speed limit. And it doesn't say you have to be zero. They'll be at 36 and speed cameras at 35 and they drop down to 20. No sense.
Yo, it's the same people that, like, yo, if you don't know where you're going and you need your directions, you need your phone directions to get you there, that's cool. Do it before you start driving the vehicle.
Yeah. Don't wait till you get there.
Like, these people that just start driving and then don't know where they're going and just stop at an intersection or just slow down because they're unsure if they have to go left or right, like, how selfish are you?
You know why they do that? Because people say if you hit somebody from the back.
Okay. We can hear Derek now. I want to let him have his opportunity. Derek, who you mad at, buddy?
Sorry about that, JP and B-Mitch. So, again, good, my bleep you is to the whole VA disability claim and process for taking 5.5 months to process my claim, deny me, not give me the reason why they denied me. Now I have to go through more junk hoops to figure out why they denied me and file an appeal with a judge, which is going to take about a year to figure it out.
I'm sorry, man. I, like, sincerely. What?
Name? His name?
Derek.
Derek, go on LinkedIn right now. I think the name is M-I-A-I-S-H-A, Maisha Middleton. She knows how to, she'll be able to find a way to get you approved and everything else. Maisha Middleton.
Oh, B. Mitch already did that. They had all my information, all
no, no,
my
no,
medical.
No, 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 no. A lot of people were denied. They go through her. They ain't denied no more.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, dude, I also know a group, the
brother.
Veteran Success Resource Group. A buddy of mine runs that, and they help vets with a lot of stuff, so maybe that can help too. I am really sorry, man. That's BS. I hope it gets solved.
Appreciate you, brother.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you, guys.
Now, we do have a whole lot of bleeps going off in the chat, including somebody that said, bleep you. Landville, I think you're going to agree with this. My man Rowdy says, bleep you to the guys that call in and talk about when they met B-Mitch. That is a favorite pastime of numerous callers. Yo, B, we met at
Hey,
Hooters,
man, y'all
got to
realize
Fairfax
I'm a nice guy. When I meet people, I leave a lasting impression.
Clearly. Somebody said, bleep you, James.
Yeah, if I don't try to meet people, JP running around hollering out my name.
O-H. Jeff, what is the rule with J-Dogs?
Stick together forever.
Stick together forever. James Stanfield is kicked out of the J-Dogs because he said, bleep JP for thinking his music range is broad. Man can barely stay on beat. So,
oh, no, he can't stay on beat.
You are out, James Stanfield, of the J-Dogs.
We agree with that, James.
I'm going to give an honorary membership. I'm not sure he will take it.
Ooh.
Jarrah is on the line. Hello, Jarrah. Would you like to join the J-Dogs, me and Jeff Walker?
Hell no. Hey, listen. How y'all doing anyway? This is a good,
we good
Friday,
man.
Or Thursday, getting ready to be Friday. Hey, blank you to that commando drunko, whatever the hell his name is, that called in and blasted my team. Kiss my ass, Blanco Commando. And another thing is this. I'm all with Jeff. Did that nerd tell Jeff to read a book on Phil Collins? What kind of time do you have, you dumbass? You want to read a book about some singer? My God. Hey, listen, y'all have a great weekend. I got to go.
Thank you, Jarrah.
That was so good.
Oh, my Lord.
Peter Rosenberg joins us next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Boy. I know Brian loves this song. I guess Peter requested this as his walk-up. Rosenberg,
no.
How you doing, bud?
I did not request this. This is now. We're now just getting. Now it's just getting offensive.
I think Landfill takes great pleasure in playing awful '90s nostalgia rock.
That's a great song. I thought Peter loved it. I thought that's what he wanted.
No, this is now. It's bordering on disrespect now.
What was the song you did want?
You really don't remember?
No.
You know what? I'm gonna send you a note on the side. This is now crazy. He has to be joking at this point. I mean, he has to remember this. There we go.
Landfill asked us if he could troll you one more time, and we thought Four Non-Blondes might be the song that sent you over the edge.
Wait, which song was that again?
Four Non-Blondes, What's Up?
Four Non-Blondes, forgot about that one.
That song was definitely played at, like, a Westland dance, I feel like.
Yeah, it could have been.
B-Mitch calls it the yodeling song, because that's kind of what it sounds like.
It sounds just like you're yodeling.
It does. You know, it's got yodel energy. It's giving yodel.
That and the Cranberry song are peak yodeling energy.
Oh, well, the Cranberries, that's the goat. That's the goat of pop yodeling right there.
How are you, dude? What's going on?
Chilling, man. Chilling. Fun times. Good times in sports right now. Having a ball.
How much fun is the city with the Knicks?
It's alive. It's definitely alive, man.
And the Rangers, too.
Yeah, Rangers too, man. That team is hot. They actually had a similar sort of first couple of games in that they both played at the Garden. They both won both their games. You got to feel really good about being up 2-0. But on the flip side, you could look at both Carolina and the Pacers and see how they could feel good about the fact that they were in the games the way they were and that it could turn around when they go home. I certainly don't love the Knicks' chances going back to Indiana, particularly with what sounds like there's some pessimism around the Anunoby injury.
Really?
How about Brunson, though?
I don't think anyone's worried about Brunson. Brunson just plays, bro. That guy, I don't even know. You know, it's funny. The total yesterday on Brunson points was 37.5. And obviously he went well under because he missed the entire second quarter. If he had played, he definitely would have. He still finished with, I think, 27?
So, 29, I think, yeah.
29, and he missed the total by 8.5 because he skipped a quarter of the game. The dude's unreal.
That's
so
crazy.
Yeah, but Anunoby, you know, played his best game as a Knick yesterday. I mean, I would give Anunoby basically the MVP yesterday because when Brunson went down, Anunoby stepped up in such a big way and really kept them alive all the way back. And then by the time he left the game, Brunson was kind of taken over. I'm certainly a little bit pessimistic about game three, but you guys know it's the playoffs. All you got to do is protect your home, and that's what they did.
Yeah, Anunoby with 28 last night. It does feel like – now, you're a Celtics fan, so I don't think the league needs to do this for the Celtics. I don't think that Cleveland series is going to be much to it, frankly. But it sure – B and I keep talking about this. It sure seems like the league wants – Celtics Knicks Eastern Conference Finals.
I mean, how could you not want it? I mean,
I kind of want it.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'd still Boston Indiana would still be fun, and there's a little, you know, but the juice is gone there because Larry's no longer with the Pacers, right? Like, it would have had juice if Larry was still the president or something like that. But with Larry gone, not a lot of juice there. Knicks Celtics, man, you want to talk about? You know, that could generate football numbers. That could potentially, with you know, generate, if you had a weekend Saturday night game, you could generate regular season football numbers if you get that matchup, just in terms of the popularity of those two teams. So, you know, it's funny. We've been joking a lot on my show because I'm a Celtics fan, but I don't live in Boston, as you know. I'm not from Boston, as you know.
Yep.
And I've lived here now for 17 years, and I'm not going to even lie to you guys. My urgency so far in the playoff, I barely watched game one of the Celtics-Cavs series. I had something to do. And like how much commitment I had to seeing it, it certainly doesn't rank to the commitment I currently have to watching these Knicks games. So we've been joking about, will I feel my heart change when the Knicks play the Celtics if they play in the conference finals? Because it is like nothing's the Commanders. The Commanders are the only team that are like locked away in a case that can never be affected by anything. It's not quite the same when you love a team, but you don't have the home connection to it.
Right.
So listen, I plan on and assume I will still be rooting for the Celtics when this series happens, but I'm not going to lie. This Knicks team is definitely taking everyone in the city on a journey right now.
That's interesting, dude. How much grief do you get up there being a Commanders, Celtics, Penguins fan?
That's kind of strange there, Pete.
Well, yeah, it doesn't help that two of those teams aren't even from my hometown. Probably.
Yeah.
Doesn't help. the Penguins, I admit, you know, like my hockey fanship is like really kind of playoff based. Like I'm not a hardcore night in, night out Penguin watcher. Though I do have had a lot of great moments with that team. The Celtics are a little different. It does take me back a long time. Like I was a really hardcore Celtics fan, you know, in my childhood when Bird was still playing. But this is post championship, so like I didn't get to see them win the first championship until 2008.
Right.
So you know, I was rooting for the Celtics. You know, when Reggie Lewis died. And, wow. You know, when bad draft picks and Rick Pitino, and I went through a lot of bad times actually as a Celtics fan. It always sounds now like you're such a front runner to root for the Celtics. But the Celtics had a lot of lean years there in the middle that people kind of forget about, which was essentially our childhood. Pretty lean times. you know, when John Bagley was my point guard, you know. So, but that being said, yeah, I get some level of grief, but I'm not your typical sports radio New York gas bag. Like, I argue with nuance. And so, like, I will admit, like, yeah, I love the Celtics, but just as I'm telling you guys, I'm not going to sit and tell you that, like, I had to interview Ghostface on Tuesday, and the Celtics were playing, and I wasn't even really thinking about game one of the Celtics-Cavs series. Like, it's just at this point in time, even though it's a second-round matchup, all the Celtics could do in that series is have one of the biggest collapses of all time, which they're not going to have. They're going to roll in this series. I don't know that Cleveland plays a close game in the series. And that does not mean I think the Celtics will roll on the Knicks or Pacers the way I know Charles Barkley said they would last night. I think that if this Knicks team, assuming they don't lose Anunoby, like if I'm hearing they're pessimistic about game three. I don't know about you guys. If that's even a concern, I'm not playing Anunoby in game three. I'm only thinking about game four.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I think you're right.
And if Indiana lose another one without him playing, then you
exactly.
Can just,
so
that's over.
So either way, you don't play Anunoby. Let's suppose you somehow win. All right, great. Series is over. You don't play Anunoby. You lose, but you get him to rest and you bring him back for game four, and you've still held serve. You're down 2-1 playing game four in Indiana. I think at this point with a team that lacks the depth the way the Knicks do, certainly the way Tibbs coaches because he just doesn't play people, I don't think you could risk bringing back Anunoby. And if that means sacrificing game three, guys, I'm sacrificing game three up 2-0.
I don't think that's that crazy. I wanted to make sure one thing was on your radar because you got a lot going on between 80 jobs and New York sports. Talking with our friend Peter Rosenberg from New York City, ESPN New York, Hot 97, Cheap Heat, a million things. Follow him at Rosenberg Radio. But I did want to make sure you saw this. Ezekiel Elliott joined the Cowboys. Zeke's going
that
back.
I saw.
Zeke's going back to Dallas. But he said he's going back to Dallas because he wants a ring. I was curious if you know what kind of ring he's looking for, like a ring camera. Or
he has a girlfriend in Dallas.
Yeah.
You know, that's so funny, too, because I know it happened right around the draft, right? And everyone was like, wait a second, this was the Cowboys' big move? Was that
they're
went
all
back
in.
To, oh, yeah, all in, and then they signed Ezekiel Elliott. But let me say, while people did make fun of them, I don't dislike that signing. It's just not something you're, you know, it's something that happens and you just go, cool. It's not an all-in kind of move, but I will say I still thought Zeke had gas in the tank when they let him go, and I thought he was still pretty good in New England, but that is amusing to me. Have they done anything to significantly improve and make you believe that they're actually going to be ready to go on a run?
They might have lost more than they
brought
in.
We had our guy Bobby Belt on from the Dallas Odyssey station, who does a really good job. He's a funny Twitter follow, too. He thinks they've gotten worse. He thinks they're about a 500 team.
Yeah, I'm a little confused. We took a nice piece or two from the Cowboys.
Yeah, and I think the coaching, the moves, getting Quinn and Witt out of there is going to be a big deal. I basically, the way Bobby explained it to us is, you know how some teams just continue to kick the can on the salary cap and deal with it later and deal with it later, and then eventually, like we've seen it in New Orleans, it holds them hostage. The Rams are kind of trying to go through that right now. That's what's happening in Dallas. Is the short answer.
Yep.
They just don't have the options to do anything, so they're going to say that they're all in, but they just can't do anything.
They're going to say they're all in and sign Zeke.
They're really all in what they have because they can't get much more.
Wow. Yeah, well, listen, they're certainly not the first team I'm thinking about this year, and frankly, even if they didn't have a bad offseason, I'm just at that point where I don't believe it with them. The thing that's interesting to me is the conundrum that is Jerry Jones being sort of the ring chaser that you think he is, and yet his weird loyalty to mediocre coaches. It's like, it's very odd.
Well, he can run things when he has a mediocre coach.
There are, I've explained this theory, and I think you support it, B. My theory on NFL head coaches, you have your strategy guys that are like hardcore scheme playbook, like that's how they rose there is because they are a strategic mind. Then you have
your Kyle Shanahan.
Sure. Then you have your people mind that are just really good at leading men. They are motivators. They know how to read the room. They know how to act and operate. Uh-huh. Now, when you get a guy that can do both of those things, you got a Hall of Famer. That's a Joe Gibbs. That's a Sean McVay. There's a third category, though, which sucks. But these people exist all over the NFL. They existed here in Washington for some time. Just dudes that will kind of do whatever the boss tells them to. The GM or the owner, whoever it is, that is the third pillar of NFL coaches, and that's who Jerry always hires.
Get paid.
Can I ask you guys an important question?
What's that?
So is it so Dan Quinn is the strategy guy?
I think he's a people guy.
Yeah.
He's a people guy.
He's the guy that can get the good people around
him. A room guy.
Yeah. Now, defensively, as a coordinator, he's proven to be a strategy guy, too. People love him, but they're also really good. Now, can he prove to do that? Because the Atlanta success was the Shanahan offense. Like, can he prove to be a people and a strategy guy in Washington? Then you got
it. Was a Shanahan. The destruction was a Shanahan offense, too.
In the Super Bowl. But, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Quinn get blamed more for that. You up that much and you keep throwing the ball? That's on that offense.
Peter, we got to bounce, man. Thank you. Hope you didn't mind the bit.
I loved it. Appreciate you guys.
All right later, buddy. That is our guy, Peter Rosenberg. Check him out at Rosenberg Radio.
We'll get Rosenberg in the studio one day so he can go right in there and punch Lanfear right in his eye.
Two things when we come back. We're not going to have a ton of time. We got legit breaking news out of Ashburn, seriously, and shocking. I mean, we might have to warn people before we play this audio we've acquired. Nobody go.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This Memorial Day, raise a glass to those who served. And let Blinds.com raise the bar on home decor. Serving up style with huge summer savings. Blinds.com is the better way to get custom window treatments. Online with upfront pricing and no salespeople at your door or inflated showroom prices. Upgrading your window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable for you. Choose from premium blinds, shutters, motorized options, and outdoor shades for your patio. Just in time for summer fun. Blinds.com's free design experts will help you find the perfect window treatments for your home and even send free samples. Plus, you can get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost, all backed by Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day sale happening now. Save up to 50% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Anywhere.
I don't know.
106. All right, I know that. What's this next one? You know what he says right there?
Yeah, I've never noticed that until you just
point
said it.
Six, he says. I don't know.
Shout out to our man Greg. Let us know.
Reach out to him and find out.
All right, three things we got to address real quick, and we don't have a ton of time.
Yeah.
I first saw it from Jonathan Jones, I want to say, of CBS. Nikki Javala tweeted this out as well. The Commanders have let go Eric Stokes, who was their director of player personnel, I believe. Been with the organization since Ron came up. Got promoted in 21. I know Eric pretty well. He's a really good dude. He's going to get a new job. This is the time cycle for front office changes. Coaches get fired at the end of seasons. Coaches get hired at the end of seasons. Front office typically is after the draft.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what they're going to do, I think Stokes' contract expired, and they're just not renewing it. So he's not really fired, But as someone who has been non-renewed on various contracts, it feels like getting fired.
Yeah, me. Yeah.
Okay. So that's the actual news. I was not joking when I said there was real news out of Ashburn. That counts, right?
Yeah, that counts.
All right. Number two, less newsy, but perhaps more important. I just got a text from my mom who said, Jeff is a total idiot.
Why? What did I do to deserve that, Mama?
Phil Collins.
I don't know.
Probably the Phil Collins.
She is a big Allman Brothers fan. She and I have seen Allman Brothers together.
That's fine. I will take that lashing for not knowing the Allman Brothers.
Lastly.
Okay, you said, did you say pistachios or something?
Cashew Brothers. Lastly, and listen, I want to be serious here, folks, because if you're driving your car or something, or if you're on the YouTube stream, like this is alarming. This is alarming audio. I have no idea how to set this up, Landfill. What do you think? What is the appropriate?
I think we should just play it, but the people be warned.
Yeah, you know, it's like some people.
Everybody be warned, this is alarming.
It's disturbing.
Yeah, very.
Now that audio, folks, is not somebody fighting a bear. That is our friend Greg, who may or may not have spotted
Greg
a snake
Height.
In his driveway.
The tough dude with the tattoos and all.
Play it one more time, lady. It's like a old man on a roller coaster.
Hey, Ring cameras will expose you. Ring cameras will expose you, brother.
Jeffrey, quick, where are we at on the bets?
Okay, so Landfill sitting at 3-0. JP, you sitting at 2-1. B made his way back into the standings. He at 2-2. And unfortunately, I am sitting at Owen Walker this week.
Owen Walker.
I'm taking the Guardians money line because they're starting Blake Lively.
Blake Lively, she's attractive. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very, very much
no,
so.
No, not that one.
Give me the Yankees, baby.
That's who bad they playing? News for your Yankees.
The Astros.
Oh, they're about to lose.
Okay.
Let me get OKC. Money line. Is that I can do money line?
It's 200.
Bam, right on point.
That is sleazy.
Yes, it is. I'm going to take it, too.
Give me the Knicks plus 7.5 as well.
The Knicks play tomorrow.
Oh, my bad. I was looking
we
on
did
the
a
bad
segment.
You should have
let it
go.
Yeah. Nah, I'm looking at the fan.
Stop
I'm hurrying up here, bro.
We got to go. I'll take the over in Dallas OKC.
All right, we're done. Jeff, go get a bet in.
Apparently, Greg's not thrilled about us playing that audio, but you sent it to us, dude. Thank you to John Kime. Thank you to John Kime. Thank you to Ben Standing. Thank you to Peter Rosenberg. Thank you to everybody that called. Thank you to everybody that called in. Grant and Danny coming up next. You've made it this far. Greg owes you a...
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This Memorial Day, raise a glass to those who served. And let Blinds.com raise the bar on home decor
serving up style with huge summer savings. Blinds.com is the better way to get custom window treatments. Online with upfront pricing and no salespeople at your door or inflated showroom prices. Upgrading your window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable for you. Choose from premium blinds, shutters, motorized options, and outdoor shades for your patio. Just in time for summer fun. Blinds.com's free design experts will help you find the perfect window treatments for your home and even send free samples. Plus, you can get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost, all backed by Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day sale happening now. Save up to 50% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.